Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Bassett Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
We welcome you to Rugby North Dakota on this cold Monday evening. Well, stay warm. We've got Cardinal Basketball on the radio. And tonight, the Cardinals with a big game. It's not a region game, but it's a big game because the next two are region games. And they're region games that are legitimate win opportunities for the Cardinals. But it begins tonight, taking on the Rugby Panthers. Happy to have you with us with Vinny Rappel, Mike Side, and running the camera for this week in Carrington Sports. I'm BJ Walters, and Vinny, it's a Carrington team. There are really two ways to look at this. Coming into the year with the injuries, with the youth, it would have been reasonable for some people to wonder just how many wins this team has got or would get this year. They do already have three, and though they're coming off of a 63-54 loss to Northern Cass, there was not a whole lot wrong with that basketball game. So as they come in tonight to a matchup with Rugby, there is reason for optimism.
Right, I think that Carrington's definitely going to have a great chance in this game tonight as they've been able to really try to figure out how they're going to run their offense and how their defense is going to flow, and I think that we'll see if they're able to come out with some big changes tonight.
It's rare you can call a game this, but Saturday's 63-54 loss to Northern Cass, a very pretty basketball game. Carrington had 9 turnovers, and there's not a gosh darn thing wrong with that. Northern Cass had 1!
Right, Carrington definitely has been able to figure out how to run their offense and not force so many turnovers, and I think that they played a really good basketball team over the weekend, and like you said, they only had 1 turnover. That's not something you see every day in high school basketball.
How about any day? I've been doing this over 20 years. I've never seen a team have 1 turnover in an entire basketball game. For Rugby, they were last on the court Thursday night against another Region 2 opponent at Thompson. And boy, we just talked about a pretty basketball game. Let's flip the script. It was ugly. It was a knockdown drag out. It was a rock fight. But Rugby beat Thompson 41-37 on Thompson's home floor. That tells you something about the quality of tonight's opponent.
Right. Rugby's definitely not a bad team as they're able to see if they're going to be able to upset Carrington tonight. And we'll see if they're able to figure out their offensively. And hopefully they won't force as many turnovers as they used to.
Now look, they've won a game 41-37. They've also played Glen Burn. And if you know about Glen Burn, you know that that's a team that's struggling this year. They hung 110 on them. So Rugby fans have seen both extremes.
Right, Rugby definitely is a team that if you let them get hot, they can keep scoring. And if you can keep them cold to start off, they might be cold the whole night. You never know.
You never know, and that's why we love what we do, because you never know when you're going to go to the gymnasium and see something you've never seen before. Coming up in pregame, our chat with first-year head coach Randy Huey, but when we come back, we'll take a look around North Dakota. There's a pretty big game going on in Region 2 tonight. It's a double counter, too. We'll talk about it when Cardinal Basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Back in rugby, it is Walters and Rappel with you, Carrington, and rugby coming up here in just a little while. Now, we mentioned that there's a big game in the region tonight. Vinny, this is a fascinating game because in Devil's Lake, it is a double counter. Remember in the preseason how hyped up Grafton was? They were number three in the state preseason behind Kindred and Devil's Lake. Well, tonight it is Grafton at Devil's Lake in a double counter in region. Devils in a game Devil's Lake cannot afford to lose.
Right, it's definitely a big game for both teams, and I think that it's definitely going to be an interesting night, and I think it could go either way.
Other team in action tonight within the region is Harvey Wells County. They're at home against the North Star Bearcats. Also tomorrow, Griggs Mid-Cota. I don't know who scheduled this. I'm guessing it was their athletic director. Griggs Mid-Cota is going to Four Winds, Minnewaukan. And I can't imagine that going very well for the Titans.
No, I don't think so. I think Griggs Mid-Cota is definitely a team that's been struggling a little bit throughout the season. I think they're hopefully going to try to see what they can do to try to pull off an upset.
The big game tomorrow night, number one Kindred at number three Central Cass. They hate each other, they're both really good, and it's for first place. What more could you want in a rivalry game?
Right, I can see that definitely going either way, but I can tell you one thing for sure, it's probably going to be a close game.
It's probably going to be a close game with Coach Norman and Coach Wales' teams, no doubt about it. Well, the Cardinals are led by Randy Hooey in his first year, 2 years as assistant under Jason Otto, and we will talk to the Cardinals head coach when Carrington basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and more. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional eye care centers, clearly the best.
Back in rugby, it is the Cardinals and the Rugby Panthers coming up, and we're joined by Carrington head coach Randy Hooey. And when you look at it, tonight really kind of starts a stretch of busy basketball. But once you get out of this game, it becomes very important basketball with some region games to come. So big night tonight.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I mean, kind of our last non-conference game here before a couple of region games. And yeah, it'd be nice to get a little confidence here and try to win one so we can hopefully go into conference play with, some positive stuff going forward and try to get back on track.
You go back to Saturday's game, and there's stats that when they happen, you got to talk about them. Your guys did not play a bad basketball game. You out-rebounded them. You were only outscored by 6 points from the three-point line. That's a concern when you play Northern Cass. They turned the ball over one time the whole game, and it came very late in the game. What does that say about the quality of basketball that we were treated to Saturday?
Yeah, I thought it was a really special game. I mean, I thought both teams played really well, and, you know, we played good enough to win too. Like you said, the turnovers, we had 9 turnovers, which is absolutely tremendous, you know, and they had one. And, like you said, I mean, we held them to 2 more three-pointers than we had, which was a big deal going into it. You know, we weren't sure how we were going to fare there, but we did a good, nice job. We also did a really good job on the boards. That's something that we're going to have to keep carrying forward. I mean, we've started to out-rebound our opponents now the last couple games, and that's something that's a really nice positive to see.
You've been around Talen a long time. Are there signs that he's about to get hot?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's a streaky shooter, and you know, but he's a shooter. I mean, he's going to shoot his way out of it, and that's what he's doing right now. And hopefully we keep going and taking strides with him going forward, and let's hope tonight he's still on track.
One of the biggest strengths of your team throughout this entire season is you can drop something on a whiteboard, run through it maybe once or twice, and it's good to go. How important is that tonight, having not had a practice before this game?
Yeah, you know, we actually had a walk around or a shoot around before we came here to rugby today, and we went through a couple things then. And so, you know, that was good. You know, they run a lot of different things, so we didn't overwhelm them with a lot of info today either. So, you know, we had some clips on film, and we had them watch them here on the way to the game. And, you know, I think we're pretty well prepared for them. You know, I mean, these guys know these kids from the last couple years in basketball, and then they play football against them. And, you know, I think they'll be ready to go. And, you know, a lot of it is depending on what we do with it. You know what I mean? Are we going to turn it over? Are we going to rebound? So if we take care of the things that we can control, I mean, we can be right there in any game.
This is 2026, yet their big guy still plays a very old school brand of basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because, you know, I felt like on Saturday the game was, you know, not super up-tempo, but it was a game that could have went way up-tempo. And tonight I feel like rugby kind of slows things down a little bit. You know, they use a big guy, which is kind of fun, and he's a good one. You know, the burnt kid's good. And so, yeah, there's a lot of different variables going into tonight's game, and, you know, hopefully we can adjust from one style to the other.
Do you expect to see, we just talked about how you kind of simplified it for your kids. Do you expect to see a simplified rugby because they haven't had but one day to get ready for you as well?
Yeah, probably. You know, plus it's a non-region game too, which, you know, that takes into effect a little bit also. And yeah, you know, I think they'll probably be ready. They'll be ready for us. You know, Coach Rizzi's a good coach, and I mean, they'll be ready for us. I feel like we're pretty well prepared for them as well. And but yeah, I think as far as the depths of the game plans, they're probably not as quite as steep as what they typically are, but I feel like both teams will be ready to go.
And with a bunch of very important region games upcoming, I would imagine this is a game where the most important thing is A, to get out healthy, but that's every night, but B, don't allow yourself to go into a mental slump, whether it's shooting, rebounding, playing defense, whatever it is. You want to be sharp from here on in.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we can't have a, you know, a lapse of judgment and stuff like that tonight because, you know, Thursday is a really, really big region game for us. And so we want to be as high and as positive as we can be going into that game on Thursday night.
Well, Coach, have some fun out there and good luck.
All right. Thanks, PG. Have a good one.
That is Cardinal head coach Randy Hooey. And when we come back, the Bassett Motors starting lineups on the I3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Back in rugby, it's the Cardinals and the Panthers coming up, and right now it's time for the Bassett Motors starting lineups. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today 652-2955. First for the visitors, the Carrington Cardinals, and at one guard, they'll start a 6'4 junior, Taylen Merring. 14.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists per ball game. At another guard, a 6'4 senior, Maddox McAloney. Team high 15.5 points, team high 7.5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. At one forward, 6'2 sophomore Hayden Hoggle. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists per game. The other forward is 6'1 senior Tate Wolski. 7 points, 5 boards, 2.5 assists per ball game. And the center is 6'5 junior Alec Threadgold. 9.5 points, 6 boards, 2 rebounds, or 2 assists per game. For first-year head coach Randy Hooey, 3-7 overall, assisted by Brett McAloney and John Otis. For the homestanding Rugby Panthers, at one guard, a 5'8 junior Austin Dukeshrer. They go with three forwards. One of them is a 6'1 junior, Lucas Wentz. Another, 6'3 junior, Kiefer Fritz. And the third, 6'4 sophomore, Kaysen Halverson. And the big man in the middle, Brody Burnt, the 6'5 junior center. For head coach Travis Rissavy and the 4-3 Rugby Panthers. Cardinals are in Cardinal red with white numbers and letters outlined in black. The Panthers come out in all white with black numbers and letters outlined in orange. Carrington will move left to right in the first half, rugby right to left. Across your radio dial and internet stream, happy to have you on KDAK FM 100.1 AM 1600, the Cardinal. On the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, by asking your smart speaker to open KDAK, the Cardinal, and online at newsdakota.com. So, Vinny, how about some keys to victory first for the Cardinals?
I think for the Cardinals, they're going to have to try to start off at their own speed. They like to play at their own speed, and I think that they're going to try to put up a lot of shots up right away, and if they get hot right away, that's what they like to do.
Rugby wants to make this is not meant as a derogatory term. They want this to be boring. So how do they win the basketball game?
Right. I think that rugby's going to have to try to throw Carrington off their game, try to not let them get any momentum, try to keep them from playing at their own speed and try to play rugby's game. That's how they're going to be able to try to win this game.
Is this game as simple as if it's in the 40s, Carrington can't win it? If it's in the 60s, rugby can't win it?
Yep. I think it's about right.
Well, we will see what happens coming up here in just a moment as Carrington and rugby get ready to go. And we will have the opening tip of this one in just a moment when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Before we go any further, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Rugby, North Dakota, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK, Carrington, and FM 100.1 K261EW, Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel back with you. It's a busy week for Carrington boys basketball. They're back at it Thursday. Keep this in mind. That game is on KXGT Thunder Country 98.3. Kyle Hewitt will have the call as the Cardinals visit Mayport CG on Thursday in a big region game. And Denny, a game that we've all kind of had circled as where can Carrington get a region win? Well, that's certainly a possibility.
Right. It's definitely going to be an important game for them coming out of the gate, and I think it's definitely a must-win for Carrington. We'll see if they're going to be able to pull it off.
And the two of us will be in Grafton as the Carrington girls. Let's talk about them for a minute. They've won six in a row, and they've started to figure out their offense a little bit. And considering the fact that during the six-game winning streak, they give up 32 points per game, it doesn't take a whole lot of offense to win those games.
Right. I think they're definitely a dangerous team as the defense has really stepped up the past few weeks. They've been able to really be consistent throughout on their defense throughout the whole season. And offensively, they've been able to start figuring it out and be able to find out who their real shooters are, and that's been able to work well for them.
Cardinals and Grafton, Thursday night, 6:45 here on KDAK, the Cardinal, with the voices that you're listening to right now. You're welcome, or we're sorry. Don't really know. It's whatever.
Either or.
Well, I always say we will keep you updated with fill in the blank. I got a feeling Vinny will keep us updated with the college football tonight, I'm sure. So the Cardinals starting Hoggle, Wolski, McAloney, along with Merring and Threadgold. Taylen Merring, 7 threes on Saturday. If he's heating up, that's probably good news.
Right, that's definitely going to be important for Carrington tonight because he's going to be a big person that they depend on tonight for scoring.
And the Cardinals have 3 players, 2 in double figures, and Alec Threadgold is just under 10 a game. So they kind of have a big three.
Right, they've been able to spread the ball out a lot more the past few games, and I think if they're able to do that tonight, they're definitely going to be able to win this basketball game.
It's a good crowd on hand. Carrington fans have thawed out enough to make the trip. It's been a very cold couple of days, even by North Dakota standards. I know you all look at me as a native Texan and say, what do you mean by cold? No, no, it's been cold. I don't want to hear it, you North Dakota crazies. It's been cold. And, of course, the rugby student section and fans are on the far side. How would you go about trying to deal with Brody Burton, 6'5"?
I think they're going to have to maybe even double him coming out of the game or coming into the first period. I think that maybe doubling him will be able to throw rugby's offense off guard a little bit, and maybe that'll be able to help Carrington out.
We're ready to go. Enough of this hype and talking. Let's just play basketball. Maddox McAloney, Brody Burt to jump center. Carrington already in a defensive posture. Oh, my goodness, McAloney won the tip. And we hope you enjoy it. Here's Taylen Merring against a man-to-man. Right side, Hayden Heigel. Down to Tate Wolski, who gets into the lane and gets tied up. A turnover. A very quick tie-up. And now a three at the other end skips over the rim. And the rebound was grabbed by Halverson, but he was standing on the baseline. So it is scoreless, 19 seconds in. And Carrington will face a 1-2-2 zone press. McAloney left side, stolen. Here comes Fritz down the lane. He misses short, got it back, lays it up and in. Keeper Fritz with the opening basket. For rugby, it's 2-0 Panthers on the bank forward scoreboard. McAloney skips it right side. Hoggle, who drives the lane. Hayden, wraparound, stolen. Already 3 turnovers for Carrington. Stolen by Fritz at the other end. Getting inside, laying it up and missing was Lucas Wentz. Rebound Alec Threadgold. Here comes Taylen Merring for the Cardinals down a pair. And Tate Wolski at the head of the key is guarded closely by Dukeshire. Right side, McAloney into the corner. A 4th turnover in a minute. Vinny, this is not the start. Carrington wanted, and because of it, a Dakota Central timeout by Randy Huey. Experience Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. Eventually, I'm going to get that read right, I swear, but I'm pretty sure you, me, and everyone else in the gym knows what Coach Huey's saying right now. Stop turning the ball over.
Right. I think he's definitely telling his team to wake up a little bit as they've came off really slow to start off, and hopefully that after this break they'll be able to come out with a little more energy.
4 turnovers in no time. That's not what they're looking for. Rugby with it. On the left side with Albers straight away. It's Lucas Wentz into the right wing corner. They go back up top for Halverson. Playing a point forward. On the right side, it's Wentz at the head of the key. Fritz starts a drive, puts it up, puts it in. Keeper Fritz, second basket, and it's 4-0. He's got all four. McElhoney gets trapped, finds Heigl, who spins left, almost lost the ball, and he got fouled by Halverson. His first, game's first. With 6:16 to play first quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard reads 4-0 rugby. Here's Merring driving the lane, and he lost it out of bounds off of Dukeshire. Baseline inbound. We've got highlights of this game Sunday night on This Week in Carrington Sports, 7 p.m. on YouTube. The inbounds pass comes to Threadgold at the head of the key. He goes right side to Heigl, and now up top for Merring, who had it poked free. He recovers it, spins right, finds Heigl in the corner, Wolski. He has it poked free to Merring, 20 to shoot for Carrington, 2 minutes in. Driving right, McElhoney spins, stops, throws it out of bounds. Another turnover. 5 turnovers in 2 minutes, 6 seconds for Carrington. And it is Ewan Averly for the first time. Averly, the 6'3 junior, averaging 3 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 1 assist per game. In 8 games, keep in mind he missed a couple through sickness around the holidays. Driving in is Wentz. Skip it left side. A 3 is in the air, and it's very long. Offensive rebound, put back Halverson. 6-0. Averly has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay at this end by keeper Fritz. Averly to throw it in. We're 2.5 minutes in on the main forward scoreboard, 6-0 rugby. Here's Talon Merring. Baking, dribbling left, gets into the lane, kick out. Averly on the baseline, another turnover. It's taken out of there by Brody Burnt. At the other end, Halverson gets inside, lost the ball, stolen back by Averly. And here come the Cardinals down 6-0 with 6 turnovers to this point. In the corner, Heigl, a 3, long. Rebound taken in by Fritz, and he's on the move. Keeper Fritz down the left side for rugby with a 3. That's good. Timeout, Carrington. Keeper Fritz with 7. It's 9-0. A Dactyl timeout for Randy Huey. And we will take it as well on the I3G Sports Network.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection Bassett of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
Well, Vinny, this is the part, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a competitive person. This is the part where I shut off the Xbox because this ain't going to do it for me. Right. 9-0 Panthers, already 7 Carrington turnovers.
Right, it's definitely not the way that Carrington was hoping to start out, and they definitely, it was quite the opposite, actually, and now we're, it's the question of how are they going to respond to it coming out of the period.
Maddox McElhoney is back in for Ewan Averly. The Panthers make no changes because why on earth would you right now? And the Cardinals have it with Merring to McElhoney against this press. McElhoney is tied up. It stays with Carrington, but boy, oh boy. Averly in for Wolski. This is not a good start with 4:56 to go in the quarter. Merring gets away from the double, dribbles middle, continues to dribble. Now kicks it right side. McElhoney travels. That's 8 turnovers. They had 9 Saturday. They're about to have to pull a northern cast to stay at that number the rest of this game. If you weren't with us in pregame, northern cast turned the ball over 1 time Saturday for the whole game. Here's a jumper that goes for Wentz. Lucas Wentz makes it 11-0. At the other end, Averly. Kick to McElhoney, who pops and misses short. Rebound, Threadgold, back up. Nova to foul. It's called on Burnt, and free throws for Threadgold. Yeah, Northern Cass turned the ball over off that offensive rebound with a minute and a half left when they tried to save the ball in. That was the only turnover of the game for them. Yeah. Threadgold knocks in the front end. It's 11-1. Alec comes in 14 of 21 from the foul line this year. He's now 15 of 22. His second one on the way is good, and it's 11-2. Carrington in a man-to-man. This is Dukeshirt. Left side, Halverson to a cutting Wentz, who goes down, kick out, open three, Halverson, air ball, rebound, Maring. Here he comes left to right down the center of the floor. Maring drives the lane, floats it off the backboard to McElhoney, who was partially blocked short. Maring gets it back, and he's fouled. The foul is the second on Kaysen Halverson. And the third on the team. And for the first time, Hudson Hager enters, 6'1 junior guard for the Panthers. He's naturally in for the foul-stricken Halverson. Off the inbound, Maring, a three. It's short. Rebound, Aberley, lost it out of bounds. Not a turnover. A team rebound. And Rugby has it with a 9-point lead. They've led by as much as 11-0. On the right side, driving is Brody Burnt, in on Threadgold, reverse layup left short, offensive rebound, and then Threadgold tied it up. It'll stay here. 11-2 with 3:39 to go in the first on the main forward scoreboard. Inbounds to Brody Burnt. He'll dribble once and leave it right side for Hager. Dukeshirt against Maring up top, driving the lane, getting inside, getting blocked by McElhoney as Fritz. Rebound Carrington. Here they come the other way. It's Threadgold to Maring, who fakes a three. McElhoney fakes it as well, pops from the free throw line and misses wide right. Rebound comes down to Brody Burnt. Carrington still without a field goal, and Rugby turns it over. No field goals for Carrington in the first 4:51 of the basketball game. It's 11-2, Rugby. Averly back to McElhoney on the inbounds pass. Into the middle, Maring. Goes right side. Averly gets inside. His floater is off the window for Carrington's first field goal. It comes from Ewan Averly. It's 11-4. With 2:50 to play in the first. Brody Burnt in on Threadgold with a jump hook that doesn't go. Rebound McElhoney, and you just feel like Rugby should be up by more than seven. Here's McElhoney. Right side, Maring, open three off the heel, and the rebound comes to Hayden Heigl. Kick out, Maring, a three, splash. Carrington are back in it, 11-7, timeout Rugby. A 7-0 run. And Vinny, now it's Travis Rissavy that needs the Dactyl timeout.
Right, I think that Carrington's needs to get a little bit of confidence behind the shot. I think that's what we just saw on that open three by Maring, as they're able to try to get a little confidence and a little momentum.
What a weird quarter.
Yeah, definitely. What a weird quarter.
Rugby starts at 11-0. Carrington 7-0 since. And thus, 11-7. I know it's a game of punch-counter-punch, but this seems a little extreme. My goodness. In for the first time, Joe Verisavi, 5'8 junior guard for the Panthers. And also Levi Wentz, 5'9 freshman guard for Rugby. He has it now. Straight away, here's a three that rolls home for Braden Solem. He's in for the first time, 6'1 sophomore forward. 14-7, and another turnover for Carrington. The other way, Solem goes right side, wide open three is good again. This one by Lucas Wentz, and just that quick, it's 17-7. Maring, Averly down the left side. Ewan gets to the baseline. His floater goes in. Ewan Averly has four, and it's 17-9. At the other end quickly, putting it up and missing was Hager, rebound Carrington with Hoggle. Here's Merring behind the back with a dribble. Wins it back, gets it back. Here's a three. It's short and taken in by Hager. And now a bit of a slower pace for Rugby. Here's a three. Never mind all that. A miss. Rebound, Taylen Merring, 17-9. Rugby on top, 1:10 to go in the quarter. It is Hoggle who may have traveled. It wasn't called. Merring down to Threadgold, who makes a tough catch, goes inside, and finishes with the left hand. Alec Threadgold's got four, 17-11. Final minute of play, first quarter, main forward scoreboard. Levi Wentz holding and going right side. Here's Joe Vrisavi. Spins right, now drives left. Vrisavi down the lane, got fouled on the floor. The first Carrington foul of the game is called on Hayden Hoggle. And Tate Wolski's back in for the Cards. He's in for Hoggle. So this is the starting five from the very beginning of the season. Off the inbound. Into the corner. An open three is good. Another one for Solem. He's got two of those. It's 20-11. And a steal. And at the other end, Solem gets inside and can't finish. Rebound. Averly, and he's fouled. The last one to give in the quarter. Shot clock is dark. Joe Vrisavi gets his first team's fourth. 22 seconds of the first, and the ball deflected out of bounds. 20-11. And Carrington throw it away on the inbounds pass. A little runner got blocked by Averly. Rebound for Wolski, and he throws it away. Another three for Solem's good. He's got three of those. And Rugby's got five of them. It's 23-11. At the other end, Wolski, they don't get it off in time. And that's the quarter. We have played one on the bank forward scoreboard. Not a good frame for Carrington. They trail 23-11 after one on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Brynn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. What do many of our nation's attorneys, politicians, and actors have in common? They probably became articulate and persuasive by honing these skills in high school speech and debate competition. Every society needs leaders. High school forensics certainly does its share to train leaders for tomorrow. High school activities and academics make great curriculum partners. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Running tough, running strong, High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit HighPlainsEQ.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Carrington with 11 turnovers in the first quarter. They've been outscored by 12 from the three-point line and by 12 on the scoreboard. 23-11 as we go to the second with Taylen Merring against this man-to-man. Right side for Tate Wolski. Here's McElhoney. Holding, dribbling with the right hand, finds Wolski, who gets baseline and got fouled by Levi Wentz, his first team's first. Cardinal basketball season brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Center, compassionate care close to home. Deep inbounds to Taylen Mary. Gives to Threadgold at 30 feet. Alec, really no threat from there. I don't really know why they were guarding him so close. Here's McElhoney downhill. Picks it up. Skips it. Off of Averly into the backcourt. Over and back. Turnover number 12 is Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Straight away, here's a three that's long for Halverson and taken in by Threadgold. Maring. McElhoney back to Maring. Skip it right side. Wolski down to Threadgold. There's a press breaker. 23-13, Alec Threadgold with six. That's more like it. And a steal. Talen Maring the other way in a 10-point game. Maring drives right, kicks to the corner, McElhoney. Maring wants it on the second block. It's not available. Now they dump it down to him. Maring, one dribble in. Spin right, kick out. Aberley, left side, Threadgold. Here's Maring around a Threadgold screen. Hesitates, now finds McElhoney straight away. Down to Threadgold, who goes inside and can't finish too strong with the right hand. Coming out of there with a rebound, Joe Vrisavi. On the right side, it's with Fritz. Straight away three, off the mark. Rebound, Wolski. And Tate finds McElhoney. Carrington down by 10. I will say it again. It feels like they should be down by more. Here is Wolski driving right down to Threadgold, who lays it up and in. Alex got eight. It's 23-15. Feels like Carrington should be down by 20, but they're not. 2 minutes gone by second quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard. A three is long. Rebound Maring. Not a great shot by keeper Fritz on that trip. Here's Maring around a screen. Drives downhill and had it poked out of bounds. Back in come Burnt, Dukeshire, and Lucas Wentz. For Levi Wentz, Solem, and Rizavi. Deep inbounds to Threadgold. Here's Maring. Once the Threadgold screen gets it. Talen, pick and roll. Threadgold lays it up and in. Six in a row, Carrington. Threadgold into double figures. He's got 10, 23-17. On the right side, faking a three is Burnt. He holds and leaves for Lucas Wentz. I knew I was going to do that once. Here's Halverson. Straight away, Wentz. Thought about it, didn't take it. Right side, Dukeshire. Down it goes to Fritz, whose banker is too strong. Rebound loose, controlled by Wolski. And he's fouled by Fritz, his first team second. Carrington are right in this, Vinny. I don't know how, but they're right in this.
Right, I don't know how, but Carrington is still in it. They are still not that far off, only a couple of possessions.
And a near steal. 5:06 to go in the half on the Bank Forward scoreboard. McElhoney can't get the ball in, finally does, to Maring, who throws it ahead towards Wolski. He'll drive right. Tate got fouled by Halverson, his third. And the third on the team. That's a problem for Coach Rizavi, and so he gets Braden Solem back in there. 23-17, Panthers should be so much worse. Off the inbound, it's Maring. Takes a three, and it's long, and the rebound is saved. Ooh, not saved in off the foot. It's out of bounds off Threadgold. That was close, but it'll go to rugby. And here come the Panthers with Dukeshire. Dribbling with the right hand. At the head of the key, Fritz. Left side, dumped down to Wentz, whose one-handed floater is good. 25-17, Lucas Wentz with seven. At the other end, a steal. 13 turnovers for the Cardinals. And that was a travel. Yes, it certainly was. That's a move I used to do, and I got called on it all the time. It's the move that stopped Vinny from actually playing this sport this year. In the middle, Aberley. Left side, McElhoney. Back to you and Aberley. Left side gets to the baseline with a floater that doesn't go. Guys don't miss. Kick out, wide open three, Maring. Long. And the rebound comes down to rugby's Lucas Wentz. And here they come the other way. On the right side, a three is off the front of the rim by Fritz and rebounded by Aberley. Ewens had a good first half. Here's McElhoney driving the lane, goes up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Chipped to the three-point play on the second Brody Burnt foul. What a bucket by Maddox McElhoney for his first points tonight. Comes in averaging 15.6 to lead the team. His free throw is good, and it is 25-20. Carrington has scored 9 of the last 11. Here's Dukeshire around a screen. At the head of the key, here's a straightaway three that's short, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by McElhoney. But they keep running screens for Solem to get wide open threes.
Right, and they're not afraid to shoot the threes, and I think that's definitely important for rugby if they're going to try to win this basketball game.
Aiden Hoggle checks back in for Carrington for Ewan Aberle. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Tate Wolski out of the hands of Lucas Wentz. There's 20 to shoot, 3:35 in the half, a five-point game on the bank forward scoreboard. At the head of the key, Dukeshire. Right side, Fritz starts a drive. Fritz a little leaner, no, but a foul on McElhoney. His first, team's first. Free throws upcoming for keeper Fritz. Minnie, how about an update on the college football game?
Well, it's 3-0 in favor of the Hoosiers.
Second quarter?
Nope, it's 2:27 left in the first.
Longest first quarter ever. First free throw was long for keeper Fritz. Second one is good, 26-20. Fritz with 8. Here is McElhoney getting trapped and leaving for Threadgold. Left side, it's Hoggle from 17 way off. Rebound out of bounds, and it's off of Wolski, who has a look of disbelief. Befuddlement, you might say. Let's expand our English language on the radio tonight. Dribbling with the right hand is Dukeshire. Straight away, Fritz. Left side, dumped down into the paint. Turnaround jumper is short. Rebound, Wolski. It came off the hands of Lucas Wentz. Here is Taylen Merring. Down for an extra pass. What a pass! Hayden Hoggle down to Alec Threadgold, who's got a dozen. And Carrington are within 4, 26-22. And the fans away to our left begin to make noise. Driving left, getting inside, and having it blocked by McElhoney was Fritz. Here comes Carrington, down by 4. If they somehow go to the locker room with the lead, it is highway robbery. McElhoney across the timeline. No, they don't give it to him. 10 seconds. 14th turnover on Carrington in the half. How many are they only down by 4 points?
I'm still asking myself that question.
Back in comes Hudson Hager for the Panthers. 26-22 rugby. 2:25 to go. First half. Bank forward scoreboard. It's Burnt. Right side, Dukeshire. And a steal by Wolski. Here's Merring the other way. Talon wants to drive. Spins. Has it stripped by Dukeshire. 2-on-2 the other way, and the layup is too strong and rebounded by Hoggle. Not a great shot by Hager. Here's McElhoney dribbling with the left, now with the right. Maddox hesitates, gives to Merring, who gets inside, wraparound feed, layup Threadgold, 26-24. What a half for Alec Threadgold. He's got 14. His career high is 16. He's got a shot to shatter that number. Burnt, right side, Dukeshire to a basket-cutting Hager. Right side, a three is short. Rebound, Merring, believe it or not. Well, now the ball is loose, and it's out of bounds off rugby. Believe it or not, Carrington can tie or take the lead. 1:29 to go in the half. It's crazy. That's crazy.
It really is.
Rugby started this game 11-0, and after one quarter, it was 23-11. Carrington has only given up one field goal in this second quarter. That's got a lot to do with it. Here's McElhoney to Hoggle. Skip it. Wolski gets inside. Tate leaves it for Threadgold. Kick out. Right side. It's Wolski from 15. Short rebounding foul on Threadgold. His first, team second. It's the right call. It's the right call. He was boxed out. But Alec Threadgold, he might need the oxygen tank at halftime. He's gone pretty hard in this first half. 14 points for the big fella. 1 minute left, first half. And a steal. McAloney to the other end. This game is tied. 26-all. 50 seconds left in the half. And Wolski nearly gets a steal. It's loose. Mehring has it. No. He lost it out of bounds. He would have had a layup at the other end. So it stays with rugby, and they get a reset of the shot clock. Tied at 26, and a foul away from the basketball on Tate Wolski is his first. Team's third. And now there's a two-second difference in the clocks. Dukeshire up top for Hager. Left side, a drive and a floater that goes for Levi Wentz, and it's 28-26 rugby. Now Carrington could have the final possession of the half. It's Threadgold being trapped and throwing it to Mehring. Right side, Hoggle. Into the middle, Threadgold. Kick out McAloney. Ooh, he was open. He didn't take it. 10 left in the half. McAloney with 8. McAloney with 6. Drives right. Maddox McAloney with 4. He takes a 3. It's an air ball out of bounds. And with 6/10 left, rugby will have it. They throw it in deep. The 3 at the buzzer goes in. A catch and shoot 3 by Levi Wentz. With 6/10 left, and that is how the first half comes to a close. Oh, that's a big momentum moment right at the end of the half. And we have reached halftime with the score, the Rugby Panthers 31, the Carrington Cardinals 26. The Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report is next when Cardinal Basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
It's the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. Central City H2O Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel with you. 31-26 rugby. Having scored the final 5 points of the half, they lead Carrington. And Vinny, that is a miserable way to end the half after a fantastic comeback. You give up the leaner, fine. But then to give up that basket at the buzzer and rugby gets the first possession out of halftime, that's the kind of thing that happens to teams who are a little down on their luck.
Right. It was definitely a great effort by Carrington in the second quarter, as they were able to really dominate the entire second quarter. They were able to hold rugby to only a couple points, and they were able to catch all the way back up. And then, yeah, at the end of the game, or at the end of the half, it was just an unlucky shot, and then maybe a little bit of urgency needs to be taken by Carrington in that situation to stay with your guys. But overall, just a lucky shot to end of the half.
It certainly was. Let's give you the scoring recap from our first half. First for the Panthers, they got 9 on 3 triples from Braden Solem, 8 from Kiefer Fritz, 7 from Lucas Wentz, 5 including that 3 at the buzzer for Levi Wentz, and 2 for Kaysen Alverson. For Carrington, 14 from Alec Threadgold, 5 from Maddox McAloney, 4 from Ewan Aberley, 3 from Taylen Merring, 1 tie, no lead changes. This game started 11-0 Panthers. Carrington got to within 11-7, then it got spread out to 23-11 Panthers. Carrington tied it on a 15-3 run, but then the last 5 of the half to rugby, and it's 31-26. I mean, you can't say enough good things about the half that Alec Threadgold just played.
Right, Alec Threadgold had a lot of nice, he would catch the ball and then put it right up off the backboard and in, and I think it's definitely what you want out of your big guy, as he's in the lane for a reason.
He is the least flashy big guy I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think that's definitely not a bad statement at all, as he's able to really dominate in the lane. He was able to really be confident with the shot off the backboard, and he was in every time.
There are times that he looks bored doing it, too. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's wild. The difference in the game right now is that Carrington is being outscored 18-3 on three-pointers.
Right, as rugby's able to really been able to capitalize on a lot of these three-pointer shots that they've been able to take, and Carrington just has done the exact opposite. They have not been able to really do anything outside the arc.
31-26 rugby at halftime over Carrington. When the Central City H2O Carrington halftime report continues, I'll look at other scores in North Dakota. That's next on the i3G Sports Network.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invest in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Cardinals trail 31-26 at halftime over here in rugby. It's rugby 31, Carrington 26. And, well, we would give you some scores, but there's not a whole lot to give you right now. Let me just see. I really doubt this is going to work, but we're going to try something just to see if it works. And if it does, I'll be able to give you an update on Devil's Lake and Grafton. But again, do not count on this this working. Let's see here if this is going to work. And it did work. Okay. So, well, first you have to watch your little thingy. Okay. I tell you what. We'll get you an update here on the Grafton and Devil's Lake boys game. But, again, Carrington and Mayport CG boys Thursday night, 6:45, Thunder Country 98.3. And in the third quarter, Grafton leads Devil's Lake 43-36. Vinny, what's your initial reaction to that?
I think it's definitely interesting, as it's going to be a close game, and I think it's going to be definitely an interesting game for everyone in the crowd to watch.
Of course, we'll be in Grafton for girls basketball on Thursday. And that's going to do it for the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. The second half is next when Cardinal Basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington in New Rockford. Always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
Back in rugby, it's a 31-26 game in favor of the Panthers, and they will begin the second half with the basketball. We'll keep you updated on the goings-on at the Sports Center, but the Spoilers are up by 10 right now with 6:16 to play in the third quarter. And as Vinny told you, Indiana's up 3-0 on Miami in the ESPN Invitational Championship game. Here we go, second half, ready to go and underway. Spoilers now moving left to right, Carrington right to left. Up top, it's Fritz. Left side for Halverson. Ball fakes and goes up top for Lucas Wentz. Right side, it's Fritz. To a basket, cutting Halverson, who lays it up and in. Immediately now, Vinny, it's a 7-0 run for rugby since the game was tied.
Right, it's definitely been an interesting come out by rugby after this halftime.
Maring drives left down to Wolski. Kick out, Threadgold. Ewan Averly starts the second half. He fakes a three, drives inside, puts it up. Missed it short. Offensive rebound, Wolski. Working hard, tie ball. It stays with Carrington. They trail by 7. ...33-26 bank forward scoreboard. Here is McAloney. Right side, Maring, left alone, didn't take the three. Drives in, kicks out. McAloney drives baseline. Spins and finds Threadgold. Now Maring, around a Threadgold screen for three. Bank strong, rebound Halverson. And here comes rugby. Down the right side, faking a three is Dukeshir. Goes up top for Halverson, who throws it out of bounds. Yeah, it's out of bounds to Carrington. They were about to award that to rugby, and that would have had a whole lot of people going, what? And not just because it wasn't an interception on Saturday in the Buffalo-Denver game. That's right. I said what I said. Averly holds, gets a screen, goes to Maring for a three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound down to Halverson. And here comes Dukeshir the other way. He goes left side. The floater falls off. Rebound Averly. Floater from Lucas Wentz. Carrington down by 7. They have never led in this game. McAloney around a screen. Picks it up and finds Maring left wing. Now Chalen crosses over going left. Spins. Stops. Pops. Can't drop. Rebound, Brody Burnt. And here come the Panthers the other way with Dukeshire. Up top, Alverson. Here's Burnt against Threadgold. Down to Dukeshire. Spinning, leaning, firing up top. Here's a three for Fritz. And just like that, the lead is double figures at 36-26. And Carrington have now been outscored 21-3 from deep. Here's a drive by McElhoney. Too strong. Rebound Fritz. The other way, Dukeshire. Up ahead for the layup. No, but a foul. Lucas Wendt shoots two on the foul by Ewan Aberley, his first.
Definitely a good take by the Rugby as they were able to put up a nice shot. They just didn't go in.
It's also the same kind of start to this half as it was the first half. The free throw goes in, 37-26. 8 points for Lucas Wentz. Second one will be retaken. Aberley was in the lane. Lane violation. Now the second one for Lucas Wentz. Off the front of the rim and good. 38-26, this is a 12-0 run, and it matches the largest lead for rugby. Right side, McElhoney. Driving right, Maddox holds. And goes up top for Threadgold. Here's Aberley getting by his man to get inside and finish with the right hand from the left side. Timeout, Carrington. It's a 30. Aberley with six. It's 38-28. And a Dactyl timeout by Randy Huey. What do you think the message is here, Vinny?
I think he's going to just tell them to not freak out. They need to just take a breath, start playing at their own speed. They're kind of playing at rugby speed right now, and they need to try to get some momentum back.
In Devil's Lake, halfway through the third quarter, it is the Grafton Spoilers 52, the Devil's Lake Firebirds 44. So out of the timeout, here come the Panthers. Left to right, 3 minutes gone by third quarter. Bank forward scoreboard. Carrington is in a zone. And a rebound Aberley off a missed three by Fritz. At the other end, it's Wolski. Driving kick, Threadgold. Back to Tate Wolski. He'll drive right, get into the lane. Tate all the way in, lost it going up. Rebound rugby with Burnt. Dukeshire, the alley-oop layup is converted by Wentz. And it's 40-28. Lucas Wentz with 11. Here's Merring. Right side. Wolski drives the lane and too strong. Rebound. Fritz, and he's fouled. And he's fouled by McElhoney, his second, team's second. 40-28 rugby. 4:24 of the third on the bank forward scoreboard. Happy to have you with us. BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel with you. Big Drew Matt's on my left. I got cameras all around me. Thank God none of them are pointed my way. On the left side, Halverson. At the end of the key, Fritz. Right side, holding and driving is Dukeshire. Picked it up in a bad spot, but he does get it out of there. Here's Fritz. Driving left, getting downhill and laying it in with the right hand. Biggest lead of the game as keeper Fritz has 13. It's a 42-28 Panther advantage. And this is a 16-2 run since the game was tied at 26. Just a massive run at the beginning of both halves, Vinny.
It really has been, as rugby's been able to really make a big lead here, as Carrington has not been able to keep up with the scoring since they were tied.
3:50 of the third. It's Maring at 8 feet. Bounces one. Extra pass. Thread Gold on the interior. Leans in. Puts it up. Missed it short. Rebound Fritz. Here's Kiefer Fritz the other way for rugby. Fritz dribbles left and leaves it for Lucas Wentz. Here's a three for Burnt. Not a great shot. Short. Rebound Maring. Maring the other way all the way. Blocked out of bounds by Brody Burnt, who talks some trash to the wall after doing so. He knows if he talks trash to Maring, it's a technical, so he was talking trash to the wall. Off the inbound, it's Thread Gold to Maring. Talon dribbles left, left alone after the defender fell down, and so Talon says, I'll take that. He hits the jumper, he's got five, it's 42-30. At the other end, this is Halverson. Left side for Lucas Wentz. Straight away, Burnt. Right side, bounced in. Layup is short by Wentz and rebounded by Hoggle. Here comes Maring down by 12. Talon drives right, leaves for Hoggle. McElhoney right wing. Spinning, spinning again, and throws it into the backcourt. It is taken in by rugby, and the layup is blocked, but a foul, and free throws are coming for Kiefer Fritz. The foul on Ewan Averly, his second, team's third. First free throw is long. I'm going to say it again. Carrington should be down by about 30, and they're not. They're down by 12. Tate Wolski back in for Maddox McElhoney. Second one. Looks long, but went in. 14 for Kiefer Fritz to lead the Panthers. It's 43-30 rugby with 2:30 to play in the third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard. Here's Maring spinning right, leaving for Averly. Ewan picks up his dribble in a bad spot, finds Hoggle. Hayden back to Ewan Averly. Left side, Talon Maring gets baseline, stops, spins, finds Averly. Ewan stripped of it, gets it back, fires it out of bounds. And the good man, the official over there, saved a group of young ladies from taking one right in the dome. Rugby by 13. Here's a bounce into the lane. Kick out. Here's another three that's good. And again, that's Solem. He's got four of those, and it's 46-30. A 20-4 run. Here's Maring. Around a screen, spinning right, leaves for Hoggle. In the corner, Wolski, down to Thread Gold. Wraparound feed knocked out of bounds by Hager. And back in is McElhoney for Averly. And the starting five back out there. McElhoney throws in to Thread Gold, who goes inside, puts it up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. Alec is fouled by Joe Rizzavi, his second, team's first. And if Threadgold nails both of these, he'll match his career high in points. His first one is long. Well, he is 67% this year, two out of every three. Two out of three tonight. They're called averages for a reason. Second one, also long. Rebound comes down to Rizzavi. He comes the other way from left to right, down the left side of the floor, gets inside, got blocked, got it back, and got fouled by Wolski. His second, team's fourth. And it'll be a baseline inbound with 90 seconds left in the half. Off the inbound, it's with Levi Wentz. in the post, a deflected ball. Down low, Rusevi. Extra pass knocked out of bounds by Tate Wolski. And a foul on Wolski, you can't believe it. And now Rusevi shooting free throws. Got to be honest with you, I didn't see a whole lot on that. Vinny?
Neither did I. I don't know if that was a foul on Wolski.
Yeah.
Definitely a questionable call.
Rusevi shooting two, his first one. Ball don't lie. It's long. Second one for Rizavi. All right, so we all agree it wasn't a foul. Neither one go in. Rebound, thread goal. So it wasn't a foul, right?
Yep.
Here's Magaloni. Dribbling left, drives and kicks. Taylen Maring thought about a three. Out to the left baseline. He leaves it for Magaloni, driving right elbow. Stops and got blocked. Blocked by Solem, and at the other end, Solem missed the layup. The putback doesn't go. Rebound Rizavi in the corner. Rizavi drives the lane, puts it up. Wild shot. That doesn't go. Offensive rebound, putback, no. And the rebound finally down to Alec Threadgold. I don't know how Carrington survived that trip, but they did. Here's Maring. Leaves for Threadgold, and back to Taylen Maring. The junior pops a three. Splash! A three for Taylen Maring. His second of the game, his ninth in the last two. It's 46-33. Final 15 seconds of the third. On the left side, faking a three is Eli McNeff in for the first time. 6'2 sophomore forward. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Driving left, Levi Wentz. A little floater. Doesn't go. Rebound, Wolski. 2 seconds. 1 second. Wolski lets it go from full court, and it's wide right. It had the distance, just wide right. And at the end of third, on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's Rugby 46, Carrington 33 on the I3G Sports Network.
When you work with your local Pioneer team, you gain hardworking partners who strive to know your every acre. Doug Retzlaff is your local Pioneer Seed Sales Representative in Carrington. Call Doug at Retzlaff Seed and Supply LLC. He will do the best to match the right product on the right acre and supply you with unparalleled choices of Pioneer Seed products treated with Lumigen brand seed treatment to protect your investment. Doug and his team also carry a complete lineup of livestock feed and minerals. Retzlaff Seed and Supply LLC in Carrington, near the roundabout.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
After three quarters, it's 46-33, and we pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Rugby, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Cards down 13 as we go to the fourth. Driving right is Dukeshire. Up top for Fritz. Keeper Fritz goes left side to Brody Burnt. Straight away, Halverson. Burnt left side. Down towards Halverson, stolen by Wolski. Here comes Taylen Maring for Carrington, needing a big rally here in this fourth quarter, down by 13. It's Maring around a screen for three. That helps. 46-36, Carrington within 10, and Taylen Maring has 8 of his 10 since the break. And now a near steal, Carrington in a half-court trap. At the head of the key, Dukeshire. Left side, Halverson. The trap comes, and a steal. Wolski to the other end. He'll lay it up and miss it. Rebound down to Lucas Wentz. Wentz the other way, gives to Halverson. On the right side, it goes to Brody Burnt on the baseline. Gets doubled, kick out, three. Halverson in and out. Rebound Averly for Carrington. Down by 10, 6:40 to go, bank forward scoreboard. Here's Wolski at the other end, down to Threadgold. He'll spin, kick, Wolski, three, in and out. Rebound Brody Burns. Wow, Tate's had some good looks. They have not gone in for him. Straight away, Lucas Wentz. Left side, Brody Burns. Holding up top for Halverson. Right side, faking is Wentz. Goes to Dukeshirt. Tries to drive, gets cut off. Here's Wentz, right side, fouled by Wolski, is fourth. This has to be amongst the most frustrating nights of Tate Wolski's career. He's out for Hayden Ogle. I mean, Tate has done a lot right tonight, and here he is, hasn't scored and has four fouls.
Right, it's definitely just unfortunate for Tate Wolski, as he's able to, he's been working hard in this game. It's just not everything's worked out for him.
And an offensive foul, throwing the off arm on Austin Dukeshirt. His first, team's first. Guys, Carrington are not out of this. It does not feel like Carrington are out of this. 46-36. Here's Taylen Merring. Taylen around the screen for three. Wide left. Rebound Halverson. Up ahead, numbers Burnt. Fouled by Threadgold, and that's a good foul. Burnt's going to have to earn it at the free throw line, and that's the second on Threadgold. Burnt has not scored in this game. Will shoot two. And it was a legit play on the ball, so nothing flagrant, nothing like that. That would have been a goofy call to make with 5:46 to go. Free throw's not even close. And that's a great foul now. That is an outstanding foul, Vinny.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, that free throw wasn't even close. That one was better, 47-36. Carrington down 11. Here's Mary leaving for McElhoney. Driving left to the free throw line. Leaves for Averly. His pass deflects, finds Hoggle. Back to Averly. McElhoney, left side Merring, down to Threadgold. Two dribbles in. Leaves for Hoggle to get inside. Little leaner puts it up off the front of the rim. Rebound Averly. Back up short. Got it back again. Kick out Merring. Wide open three. Short. And the backside rebound Halverson. Boy, Carrington have had opportunities, Vinny.
They really have. They just have not been able to capitalize on all of them.
Driving right, Dukeshirt throws it out of bounds. No, they say there's a deflection. I guess Vinny deflected it. I don't know who did. Here's on the inside, the layup that goes for Wentz. 49-36, Lucas Wentz with 13. Vinny, next time know where your hands are, bud.
Yep.
Here's McElhoney down to Hoggle. Spinning. Leaves for Averly. So cutting Merring, who is blocked. Rebound on the floor. Dukeshirt comes out of there with it. At the other end, getting inside and missing. Offensive rebound, put back goes. 51-36, Keeper Fritz gets it. 15 points the margin. Merring to Threadgold. And he almost lost it, he got fouled. Have mercy, Lucas Wentz first foul. Meanwhile, at the Sports Center in Devil's Lake, it's 79-64 Grafton. They're blowing the doors off of Devil's Lake tonight. That's going to be three losses in the region for Devil's Lake, because that's a double counter. Here's Mary, wraparound feed. Here's McElhoney, driving right, stops, fires from the elbow. I don't know how he hit that. He wasn't even looking at the rim when he shot it, and Mack has seven, 51-38. At the other end, Dukeshirt. Left alone, thought about a three, didn't take it. Burnt does take it. It's long, rebound loose, and it comes to Halverson, who puts it up and in. He's got six, 53-38 rugby. Here's Maring. Timeout Carrington. It has to be a full, so we will take it as well with 3:43 to go. Bank Forward scoreboard, 53-38 rugby. And Cardinal basketball will continue on the i3G Sports Network.
On the field, every second counts. And when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains and all the way to joint replacements, every same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
Carrington down to one timeout. They do have the possession arrow, but they are down 53-38 with 3:43 left in the basketball game. National championship football update, Benny.
Hoosiers are up 10-0 with 3:44 to go in the second.
And that's in Miami. Fernando Mendoza is from Miami. Like, you can't talk for 10 seconds about that game without another oddity in that game.
Absolutely.
Very weird. What's very weird here, well, that was a terrible segue. I don't know where I was going with that. 3:43 to go. Carrington down 15. McElhoney holding, dribbling in, kick out. Maring back to McElhoney. Wide open three is long. Rebound Halverson. They've gotten big rebounds, rugby has. And here comes Dukeshir. He's fouled by Maring. His first, team's third. Still another one to give. On the left side, driving in, Lucas Wentz. Hands it off to Halverson. Kiefer Fritz drives the lane, puts up a floater, it pops out, gets it back, and lays it home. 55-38. And 18 for Fritz. Here's McElhoney spinning and kicking to Aberley, who drives the lane, puts it high off the window. 55-40. Ewan Aberley with back-to-back 8-point games, his career high. Halverson gets into the lane, goes left side, burnt two-hand stuff. He rocks the rim, and it's 57-40. There's Maring. Step back, gets it back, lost it, stolen, numbers the other way. The layup goes 59-40 as Lucas Wentz gets it to go. He's got 15. And the Panthers are about to get their fifth win of the year with 2:15 to go. McElhoney's three bank strong. Rebounding foul on rugby. And it is on Burnt, his third, team's third. Well, you can't say Carrington didn't have chances.
Right, they had a lot of open shots, a lot of open threes that they just could not connect on, and then rugby would get the rebound, and that would be the end of that.
Tay Wolski back in. He'll throw it in. He does deep to Maring in the backcourt. Around a screen, Talon, a three, is long. Rebound comes down to Lucas Wentz. Up ahead, Dukeshir. They don't need points. In the corner, Brody Burnt. Two to go on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Radke Huey, Adrian Otis, Jamison Coots, and Isaiah Otis and Weston Ehrman getting ready to come in. The floater goes. Timeout rugby. They're emptying their bench. Keeper Fritz. We'll finish with 20. And rugby calls a timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it here. They're going to be 5-3. Carrington will drop to 3-8 on the year. And Thursday's a big game. That's a region game on the road that you can win. What about rugby in Region 3 of Class A, Benny? Obviously, Turtle Mountain's in that region. They're pretty good, but it's kind of wide open.
Right, it's definitely anyone's game in that region. I think it's definitely going to be close, and we could be surprised by who's on top at the end.
Certainly could. Here is Adrian Otis. The seventh grader leaves for Radke Hui. Right side, Weston Ehrman. Back to Adrian Otis. Final 95 seconds. Isaiah Otis down to Jamison Coots, who works his way in. Fadeaway jumper skips off the rim and is taken in by Levi Wentz. At the other end, the layup is strong, and the rebound. Littlest guy on the floor going up against someone much taller in Hudson Hager, who's 6'1", and Weston Ehrman tied him up. Weston Ehrman is 5'1", Drew. Over here saying 4'10". I've got 5'1" listed here. Of course, my grandma always told me if I wanted to gain 30 pounds, just go in an athletic program. Here's Radke Hui, right side, Weston Ehrman. Hui drives right, gets in the lane, kick out. Adrian Otis spins left. Backdoor cut to his brother Isaiah, who lays it in. Isaiah's got his first basket of the season on varsity. It's 61-42. Braden Christensen, Jace Coleman, Asher McAloney get ready to check in. On the baseline, a jumper doesn't go. Rebound, Rizavi. Final 35 seconds. They'll pull it back out. It should have been a reset of the shot clock. Down low, and a foul on Isaiah Otis. Free throws for Levi Wentz. I'm not wrong, right? That should have been a reset of the shot clock? Yeah. Free throws for Levi Wentz on the foul by Isaiah Otis. Coming up in postgame, we'll be joined by Coach Hui. Give you the numbers and head on home as the free throw goes in, 62-42. Six for Levi Wentz. Second one is good, 63-42, rugby. Here's Adrian Otis, left side Braden Christensen. Holds and goes to Asher McAloney, who got fouled by Levi Wentz. That's the last one to give in the quarter. Adrian Otis in the final 15 seconds of the game. Stops, goes down to Jace Coleman, who spins and missed it. Rebound comes down to Luke Ernst, and that is that. The Rugby Panthers move to 5-3 with a 63-42 win over Carrington tonight in rugby. And we'll have our postgame report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit HealthyCarrington.org.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance. Protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns, plus we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
Cardinals fall tonight by a final count of 63-42, and we begin our post-game report by being joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Randy Hui. And ultimately, it was the beginning of both halves tonight, right? I mean, that's what decided the game.
Yeah, exactly right. The start of the game was pretty slow. You know, when we get down 11 there, I was really, really proud of our boys and for fighting back. I mean, we had it tied with about a minute left there in the second quarter. And you know, gave up, I thought our possession to end the half. I think we could have got a little better shot there. I thought we had some momentum. But, you know, that's how it goes. And then, you know, to give up that shot at the end of the half, that was a tough one. That was, I mean, not much we can do on that one. So that was a backbreaker. You know, guys were a little flat when we got in the locker room there, but, you know, one of these days we're going to come out quick, and we're going to come out quick in the third quarter, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, it sounds like such a harsh thing to say, but I think it is true. That goofy shot at the end of the first half is the exact thing that happens to teams who cannot seem to catch a break right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It does feel like we can't catch a break right now. But, you know, we got to keep working. We make our own breaks. And, you know, I was super proud of our effort. I thought our kids competed really, really hard tonight. I thought they worked really, really hard. And I couldn't be more proud of the boys right now.
I tell you what, Alec Threadgold put together quite the first half.
Yeah, he did. You know, he found himself on the backside of that press a lot and did a really good job. You know, we did a good job finding him. I was a little disappointed when they actually didn't come out and press us there in the second half, because I thought, you know, we were really doing a good job moving the ball and getting through it finally by the end. You know, we started out, I don't know how many turnovers. We started out with five straight turnovers, I think.
Yep.
So, it was really hard. But once we got into the flow of things, you know, things went pretty well. And so, you know, we need to continue to do that.
It was 11 in the first quarter.
11.
So maybe we'll just skip over that film study. Nonetheless, you know, this game had a strange feel to it. You should have been down by 30 at that point. But even those couple of possessions, you're down by 10. Tate misses the layup, gets the open look at three. You hit those two shots. It's a five-point game, so you still had a chance.
Yeah, we had a chance the whole way, but I think that's, you know, props to our kids. I mean, they competed really hard, and they, you know, like I told them in the locker room, I said, you guys competed like a team that cares a lot. You competed like a team that wants to win, and you competed like a team that's waiting to catch their break. And when they do, we're going to have a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk about Thursday, because this is a Mayport CG team who moves up because of enrollment, not necessarily because of success points, which, heck, we're in Class A. Success points, that's a very touchy subject right now. Nonetheless, what do you know about the Patriots? They're very much led by a big man.
Yeah, they are. You know, the big guy, he's a good player. You know, he can go inside, outside. He's a tough matchup for a lot of people. So we're going to have to make sure, you know, we keep him out of the lane and force him into some tough shots. And then at the same time, we got to make sure we rebound. So, you know, and we got to take care of the ball. I mean, in any sort of pressure, I mean, this was a very physical basketball game today. And then, you know, and we need to take care of the ball. You know, at times we did a pretty good job of that today. You know, at times we were pretty loose with it, you know, especially that whole first quarter. So, you know, I think on Thursday, if we take care of the ball, we rebound, you know, we can out rebound the opponent, which would be nice again. And then we take care of their big guy. I hope good things happen for us.
Well, Coach, good luck over there. We'll be in Grafton, but then we'll be with you Monday night in Hillsboro. Thanks for doing this.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
That's Cardinal head coach Randy Huey joining us. Vinny will rejoin me. We'll go over the numbers and wrap it up when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G.
The 2026 North Dakota Winter Show Concert is coming in hot. Saturday, February 28th, join I3G Media and the North Dakota Winter Show as we welcome Shane Proffitt.
Long live country.
With special guests Jake Bush and Zach Thomas. This year, we move south to the South Exhibit Building at the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center in Valley City. Doors open at 5 p.m. and free transportation will be provided to and from the Winter Show, local hotels, and downtown Valley City. Early bird tickets are on sale now, only $30. For a limited time, get yours now. Head to newsdakota.com and click on the concert tab, but not for long. One night, one stage, three country powerhouses.
That's how it ought to be.
Shane Proffitt, Jake Bush, Zach Thomas.
It must be the whiskey.
The 2026 North Dakota Winter Show Concert, February 28th, brought to you by I3G Media and the North Dakota Winter Show. Get your early bird tickets now at newsdakota.com.
BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel back with you in rugby. A 63-42 loss for the Carrington Cardinals tonight as they drop to 3-8. Let's give you the numbers. 20 points for keeper Fritz led everybody for rugby. 15 for Lucas Wentz. 12 on four threes for Braden Solem. And Levi Wentz had 7. Kaysen Halverson had 6 and a point for Brody Burnt. Carrington led by Alec Threadgold's 14. Talon Merring had 11, 8 for Ewan Aberley, 7 for Maddox McAloney, and 2 for Isaiah Otis. The game was tied once at 26-all. There were no lead changes. The largest lead for rugby, 21 points. A couple of scores to tell you about. The Grafton boys defeated Devils Lake tonight in the Sports Center 90-82. Meanwhile, in girls' action, this is a perfect segue. This is how you do a segue, Vinny. I know you're still learning this business. What I'm about to tell you, this is how you do a segue. So listen very closely. Oak Grove beat Grafton tonight, 73-58. And wouldn't you know it, Vinny and I will be in Grafton on Thursday for the Cardinals and the Grafton girls. Look, we'll get to this game in a second, but previewing that one real quick. I mean, Vinny, let's be very honest. Grafton's going against a very hot basketball team, and they're not playing well right now. So Carrington will go in there with an expectation to pick up their seventh straight win.
Right. Grafton's definitely a tough team, and they're going to be hard to beat, but I think Carrington can get the job done.
All right. This game, you just can't start halves like that. I mean, Randy Cooey said it, and he's right. That was the difference in the game.
Right, it really was. Just coming out slow, really slow to start for Carrington in the beginning of the game. They just weren't able to get anything going until the second quarter, and then in the third and fourth quarter, they just weren't able to keep the momentum on their side, and they weren't able to stop rugby from shooting outside the arc.
And so Carrington 3-8. They are back in action Thursday night on the road at Mayport CG in Region 2 play. And you can hear that game at 6:45. Kyle Hewitt will be in Mayville on Thunder Country 98.3. Why? Because Vinny and I will be in Grafton. Same bat time, 6:45, right here on KDAK the Cardinal, as Andy Broughton's team goes for 7 in a row, taking on the Grafton Spoilers. We're with you at about 6:45, and we hope you can join us for that. Our great thanks to two-time State Football Coach of the Year Scott Grotchko and his entire staff here in rugby for their hospitality. Also, thanks to our entire Carrington team, Superintendent Janelle Helm, as well as Athletics Director Carla Michelson and High School Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire KDAK, the Cardinal I3G Sports Network team, including Vinny Rappel, my name is BJ Walters. Flashes of brilliance tonight, but just not enough of it, as the Cardinals drop to 3-8 on the year after a 63-42 loss to the Rugby Panthers. Thanks so much for joining us, and good night from Rugby North Dakota.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by
Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of i3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.